Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Just With Tari. I just want to say a big shout out to everyone who has been on my podcast, who has taken the time out to check it out, to listen. I made a trailer and it's not even up to a minute, but the love has been real and the love is real. So I just want to say a big thank you. I can't mention names because there's a long list. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. Today's topic is, I don't know if it's going to be long. I don't know if it's going to be short. But I just vibe with it, you know. I just go with it. So today's topic is we're going to be talking about the thin line between disregarding your partner and doing you, because I feel like we have normalized a lot of trash takes, a lot of dumb takes, all in the name of, that's just me, I'm doing me, and it's just bands. So this is my own opinion, this is how I feel. My partner could disregard me. So I came online on Twitter and I saw a tweet that said my girlfriend should be able to not take my tweets seriously, and that's cap, that's bullshit, because why? We all know that Twitter is a safe place for most of us. You go there, you have a stressful day, you tweet about it. You have a, you know, good day, you tweet about it, you know. So why should I go online on Twitter? And when I see you flirting with Nkechi, I shouldn't get upset because it's just bands. First of all, why are you flirting on Twitter? Why are you flirting on the TL if you have a girlfriend? And it's not like I'm not following you. I'm following you. I'm seeing these things. And you're doing it because you have no regard for me. That's what I feel. You're doing it because you have no regard for me. So that is disrespectful. And I would just assume that the relationship is banned too. And I'm going to throw it out of the window. You're going to have to catch the relationship. Because that's just... I wouldn't take you seriously anymore. Honestly. I won't take you seriously anymore. Another thing I feel like my partner could do is still on this social media. So we imagine where we have a disagreement and maybe I'm not there physically, or I am there and I'm trying to, you know, reach out to you to talk to you. Let's talk about it and let's solve this issue. And you're not having it, you're not communicating, and I can't force you. But then I go on Twitter and, you know, I'm seeing, this bitch. First of all, who is a bitch? Secondly, why are you shading me on Twitter? Why are you shading the love of your life on Twitter? Why are you embarrassing me on Twitter? What's happening? And everybody would know you are referring to me. So I come online and I don't know, even as friends, I feel like if we have a disagreement and you shade me anywhere, that friendship, I will dissolve that friendship. So relationship is like you're reaching. So that is disrespectful to me. That is disregarding me, and I won't take that. Another thing is, okay, I have to explain this, you know, because you don't confuse it. You know, there are two scenarios where, let's just say, I'm in a relationship and my partner is not comfortable with my friend, and we've been friends way before I got into this relationship. Now, highest I'm going to do is set boundaries, you know, That's it. Set boundaries. Excuse me. But I'm not going to throw away that friendship. Especially when I know that my friend is like my friend. I know my friend doesn't have feelings for me. And maybe you're just feeling insecure about the friendship. Because if I throw that friendship away, I have other friends. Tomorrow you come and tell me that you're insecure about another friendship. Do I have to throw that friendship away too? So I'll just set boundaries. Maybe certain things we do, we shouldn't be doing, or it shouldn't be allowed because I'm in a relationship now. So I'd set boundaries. That is different from this scenario I'm about to tell you now. So I was in a relationship and it was just my partner and I. And then we realized that this person had a crush on my partner. And the only reason why it was, you know, the only reason why we figured it out was because we could see this person every day. And prior to our relationship, they weren't friends. They didn't even know each other. They just saw each other every day. So we're now dating, and all of a sudden you guys are hugging like you guys are colleagues, or you guys are long lost childhood friends, and this hug is every day. And I'm like, okay, it's fine, someone has a crush on my partner, and it's fine, because I'm very unproblematic. You know, I might be crazy, but I'm unproblematic. I cannot control my partner, so I wouldn't even want to. And so how could I control someone else's, you know, feelings towards my partner? I'm in a relationship with my partner, and that's all that matters. I trust you enough to be safe and feel like, oh, nothing's going to happen, because, you know, I trust you. You know what to do. You always do the right thing. So you're hugging, and I'm like, we don't even hug like this. So why are you hugging as if you guys are long lost childhood friends? And okay, moving past that, I'm beginning to get used to the hugs. And now you guys graduated from hugging to texting on WhatsApp. And this person is asking you out on a date, and you're telling me that you want to go on this date. Telling me that this person is asking you out on a date is different from actually telling me that you guys want to go on a date, and you actually want to go. And I'm asking why, because it's not making sense. You're in a relationship. You obviously know what this person wants to talk about when you go out on this date. They're trying to woo you. So why are you entertaining this? That right there is disrespectful to me. And once it happens, I feel like you never gave me that regard from the beginning. That's why you have the audacity to tell me that you want to. You're not even sneaking around, they're telling me to my face. That is disrespectful. So yes, I would consider that disrespectful. Another thing is entertaining niggas or girls. Like, let's say you're in a relationship, and because I had a conversation and someone said, yeah, you know, she has to keep her guys for backup, and that is disrespectful. Even if we do it, it is very disrespectful if you're in a relationship. Now, being in a talking stage is very, very different. So if I'm saying all this and you're relating it to a talking stage, I'm sorry, but you need to rewind, you need to come back. This isn't for you. I'm in a relationship, because you can't even be expecting loyalty from a talking stage. In my opinion, you can't. So this is strictly, you know, relationship. It's not like for talking stages. So I feel like that's disrespectful, because these guys or these girls are trying to get with you. Okay, you've told them that you're in a relationship, they know, but like, they don't care, because they know that you're still entertaining them, because one day something fizzes up. You get it? So that's disrespectful. That I feel is disrespectful. So, yeah. This, I think I've come to the very end. I don't know. I've come to the very end. Yes, it's very short. Or it's short. I don't know. But I think I'll make a part two for this. So, hit me up with what you feel like will be disrespectful to you if your partner does it. You know, send me a message. Because I have a website. You know, I'll share the link again. But you could go there and drop your feedback, you know. Apply it wherever it is you feel comfortable, but share with me what you feel like is disrespectful to you. You know, what would your partner do that you regard as being disrespectful to you? Has it happened to you, or do you feel like if it happens you get mad, you get pissed off? Let me know. But thank you very much for listening, for staying tuned to my podcast. I'm signing out now. So yeah, I'm still trying to get a hang of this. I'm still trying. But yeah, same time next week I'll do a part two for this topic. So please hit me up. That's it for today. Ciao.